America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A guest every week is Jim Witt, the long-range meteorologist for many years, who looks into the future and predicts what's going to happen weather-wise. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Mike. Hi, everybody. And, well, today we're really not going to talk long range. We're just going to talk weather, a very important element of weather, and that, of course, is the wind. Everybody experiences it, that's for sure. What causes it? How can you use the wind to make weather forecasts? How much damage can it cause? Well, a lot of questions. Let's get right in and see if we can answer just a few of them. Most important, what causes wind? Simple answer would be unequal heating of the earth. For example, if you go to the beach in the summertime, during the afternoon, the sand gets quite hot. However, the water remains cold. As a result, the air moves from cold to warm, meaning it moves from the ocean onto the land. And since we name winds from where they come, this would be a sea breeze or an ocean breeze. Now, during the night, the sand cools off very quickly, the water remains rather warm, and as a result, the air moves from the cold sand to the warm water. The wind blows from land to sea, and thus it's called a land breeze. Now, naming winds is always the same. Winds are named from where they come. So, if a wind is blowing from the north, that's right, it's called a north wind. A wind coming from the south is a south wind. Another rule to follow when dealing with the wind is winds always take the characteristics of the location they are coming from. For example, in the United States, a wind coming from the north, Canada, would be cold. A wind coming from the south would bring warm weather. In most locations in the U.S., an easterly wind brings moisture, while westerly winds bring dry weather, except maybe during the winter time along the west coast, where you combine the directions and that would give you rain. Now, in the United States, for example, a northwest wind, northwest, usually would bring cold and dry weather. A northeast wind would generally bring cold from the north and wet from the east, especially during the winter time, and that could mean snow. So wind direction is a very important indicator of future weather. Now, for example, you live in the northeastern part of the United States, and the wind shifts direction and is coming from the southwest. Be it summer or winter, you generally can expect warmer weather to prevail and drier weather until the wind shifts to a different direction. If the wind shifts to the northwest, let's say, then expect the weather to turn colder but remain dry. Sometimes winds can get nasty. When you have extremes of temperature close to each other, trouble begins. Generally, hot air creates low pressure, and cold air presents high pressure. Winds flow from high to low pressure. Now, see if you can picture a mountain with a deep valley right close to it. If water is flowing down the mountain into the valley, the steeper the slope, the faster the water will flow. Well, since air is a fluid like water, it too will flow faster the steeper the slope. When you put cold air, high pressure, and warm air, low pressure, close to each other, the winds will howl. On a weather map, when you see lines close together, we call them isobars, expect strong winds. Now, of course, strong winds are often encountered along strong cold fronts, in major storms like hurricanes and tornadoes, and you can see strong winds in other locations as well. Mike, we're going to talk about these storms in future dates, but I think for now we'll close it here.
All right, so when we watch the weatherman on TV or we listen to the weatherman on the radio, what indicators should we be listening for?
Well, you want him to tell you that there's, sometimes they mention a steep pressure gradient. That means while they're looking at the weather map, the isobars, these lines that connect equal areas of pressure, they're very packed together. And I see that coming in the middle of the month, especially along the East Coast, around the 15th or 16th, you know. During that time, we could see some very, very strong winds as low pressure in the ocean and high pressure coming down from Canada really squeeze together.
All right, and you are the operator of the website, The Weather Wiz, WIZ.com.
Yes.
And you can go there and see the weather predictions for cities around the world.
You can see it for 2 years out, the weather predictions around the world.
All right, TheWeatherWiz.com with Jim Witt, the weatherman behind the scenes. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Mikey.
And may all your winds blow from the southwest.
Yes.
With Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star forward moved to the U.S. when he was in high school. Deadly from three-point range, he was best coming off the bench. Only he and Kevin McHale won the NBA's Sixth Man Award in consecutive seasons.
This is Shrimp. Stop a great twisting acrobatic move.
So where is Detlef Shrimp now? Detlef retired to Seattle, where he's the business development officer at Coldstream Capital Management. His name was used as a song title by the group Band of Horses. And basketball and finance came together when Detlef appeared on the comedy Parks and Recreation.
You have to keep detailed financial records.
Waste of time. There wouldn't know a non-employee tax reportable expenditure request if it bit him in the ass.
Neither would I. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Forbes magazine has ranked the 40 largest metro areas to determine the most and least toxic cities in the United States. Turns out Las Vegas and Sacramento rank among the cleanest, while Atlanta and Detroit were named the dirtiest. Forbes ranked the cities based on the number of Superfund sites in each of these cities, combined with numbers of facilities that release toxic chemicals and the amounts of toxic chemicals that are released into the area. Oh, and of course, the air quality ranking. The other toxic cities? Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Jacksonville, Baltimore, and Portland. But the cleanest? Following Las Vegas as the top 10 cleanest cities are Sacramento, Riverside, Austin, Seattle, San Diego, Virginia Beach, San Jose, and get this, New York and Phoenix. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.